10 a.m. at James Monroe High School. This is the winner of this RRB, Fredericksburg Regional Spelling Bee, goes on to compete at the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
It's such a huge deal.
It's a big deal. Yeah. So we are going to, so we have, I got to count, I think 14 or 15 school divisions in our region.
Yeah.
Who are participating. They send, so basically what happens is, so let's take Orange County. So Orange County in their schools, they have their, so a lot of times they'll start out with class spelling bees, so then they'll have their winner from each classroom, and then those kids will compete at the sort of the school, the building, mm-hmm. and then they'll have the winner from there then competes against the winners from the other schools or the other buildings, and then Orange County schools will send their ultimate winner
yep.
to the Fredericksburg Regional Spelling Bee. But we've got participants from Caroline, Colonial Beach, Culpeper, Fauquier, Fredericksburg, King George, Spotsy, Stafford, Westmoreland, and then we have a homeschool division. We've got a private school division. So, yeah, we're going to have, I think, 15 participants all together.
It is so fun
mm-hmm.
to watch.
It is so tense.
Yes.
And those kids, I tell you, I have so much respect for them because they are up on that stage in the auditorium, the JM Auditorium, and in front of the crowd, and they get up and they, you know, they're told a word, and then they spell it into a microphone, and then, you know, the judges are determining whether they spell mm-hmm. it correctly or not, and, oh, it's so stressful, and I'm in the audience. I can't imagine. I respect those kids so much. They're so brave.
Oh, like, and the parents to be there, and just, I don't know how they study for it, because the words, when it gets, as it yeah. gets deeper, the words get so difficult.
Yes. So, as a sponsor of the Frederick, so we participate through Scripps, mm-hmm. right? Scripps National Spelling Bee. So we register the Fredericksburg Regional Spelling Bee. And then because we do that, and then our schools sign up, you know, on that same website through Scripps. And then they get access to study aids that Scripps provides, you know. So they're like, here's some great list to study from.
Yeah.
And that is really good. And you can tell which kids have studied those.
Oh, yeah.
Because they just go boom, 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 boom. But then at a certain point, you know, when the kids are just getting those words, time, dun, 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 you know, you have to move to the unstudied list.
So who actually gets to pick the words for the study, for the spelling bee?
So Scripps gives us a list.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
So they give us the official list for the spelling bee. And again, some of those are, the first words on the list are from those study lists. And then they get harder. And then there's a section that has not appeared anywhere on any study list.
Oh, okay.
So these are words that, of course, they're in the dictionary, right? The Merriam-Webster dictionary. It's the official dictionary of the spelling bee. So they're in that Merriam-Webster's dictionary, but they have not appeared on any of the suggested study lists. And once those words start coming, then it gets much harder.
I can remember a couple of years ago there, and she went, I think, to, there was just this little, to mm-hmm. me, she was just this little tiny girl.
I know.
I think she was from Spotsylvania, but she went deep into it. I think she was like one of the top three.
She was. I remember that too. I feel bad. I can't remember her name, but oh my
gosh. She just was so tight. You had to adjust the mic.
You had to lower the microphone. Yep.
And she just knew this stuff.
I know.
And it was just.
I know.
And I remember 2 years ago, the person who won, I mean, he mm-hmm. he was a machine.
Mm-hmm.
He and he was confident, and yep. it's fascinating watching it.
It is fascinating, and you know, the thing that's really interesting too is, so you think about like studying words and sort of memorizing them, mm-hmm. but the kids who really go far, you know, they have also studied sort of how words are put together. And, you know, if it's a root, what the language of origin is, and how words from that language are put together.
Yeah.
You know, did they use the AE combination? Did they use the IO combination? Whatever, you know. And so that's really, really, it's so fun to watch. It's so tense. And then it's so exciting when somebody wins. Oh, yes, my gosh.
Because it usually win and when you get down to two, mm-hmm. and then if the person misses, mm-hmm. and then the person gets the word right, then they have to spell another word.
The championship word.
The championship word to do it. And I don't know that I've, in the couple of years that I have gone, I've never seen, the person has always gotten the championship word. And that's it. And there's just, it's so fun to see
it
the families.
So it is so fun.
Come up stage. And
yes.
It's a great event. But it's like going to a golf tournament. Mm-hmm. Plan on being quiet. You can't be moving around.
Nope.
And
you have to come and sit.
You have to come and sit. Don't be opening a little.
Nope.
Don't be opening candy
or
something.
Don't bring your snacks.
No.
And we also ask that people do not bring small children, because it really is drop dead silent.
Mm-hmm.
And we need it that way because we need to give those kids on the stage every opportunity to do their best. We want zero distractions. We want everyone to do their best. And I have to give a shout out. So we are the organizers of the Fredericksburg Regional Spelling Bee. But we have three tremendous sponsors this year. We've got Access I, Fredericksburg Host Lions Club, and the Kiwanis Club of Fredericksburg.
Mm.
And we really could not do it without them. They are our financial sponsors. And because, you know, the Spelling Bee, there's costs involved, including, I would like to say, the winner. They go to participate in the Scripps National Spelling Bee. There, and it's a week long.
Oh, wow. I had no idea it was a week
long. It is. It's called Bee Week.
Wow. Okay.
And their hotel accommodations are paid for.
It's at National Harbor, isn't it?
It is at National Harbor. Yep.
Yeah.
And so their hotel accommodations are paid for. And thanks again to our sponsors. We provide them with a check to cover their additional expenses. And our goal there is that a student, no matter their socioeconomic status or, you know, kind of, that they will be able to go. We mm-hmm. don't want somebody's family situation to prevent them from being able to participate in Scripps National Spelling Bee. If they win RB, we want everybody to be able to go. So their hotel accommodations are paid for, and they get that expense check. Again, thanks to our financial sponsors.
And it goes as long as it has to go.
I know people keep asking me, like, when is it over? Is it over when the last word is spelled correctly?
Yeah. And usually that's around noon.
It's usually, I have to knock on something because, but, you know, we've been involved for several years. It's been between noon and 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Technically I've seen this. I saw the time on wherever I saw it advertised, and it said 10 to 3. And
no.
I thought, it could. I mean,
it could. It,
if you've got two people who go.
Absolutely. Yes.
So, but anyway, that's March the 1st at JM.
Correct.
So it's a great. It is a great event.